My name is Kyle Campbell. I am 14 years old. Today is April 20th, and I'm speaking with Robert, or Bob Campbell, who is my grandfather. We are recording this in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions now. What was the most memorable moment you have of your childhood? Oops.
Well, I wouldn't say memorable. Just little snippets of things that happened that I can remember when I was very young, you know. We were going to school one day, and I walked through the woods, and some boys were there, and they were throwing rocks and things up at squirrels up in these big trees. And I was standing there with these other little kids. I was very small, about 5 or 6 maybe. And he threw a bottom of a milk bottle, which was thick glass, threw it up in the tree to harm the squirrels, I guess. And anyway, it bounced out of the tree, came down, and hit me in the head. Mm-hmm. And it stung a little bit, and I got a pretty bad cut in my head, and I was bleeding like a stuck pig.
Did you?
And a safety boy carried me back home to my mother's, and she took me to a doctor, and he put a clip in my scalp to stop it bleeding. That's one little thing I remember, yes.
Did you pass out from shock?
No, I didn't pass out. It did hurt that much, but the blood was, your scalp, you bleed quite profusely, and it was coming down all over my face or my head, so it looked pretty bad, but I didn't pass out. It didn't wasn't that bad.
Did the boys apologize, or did they just
they were scared.
They just run off?
They ran off, and they were real scared that I was going to, you know, get the police or something. And we didn't, of course. You didn't back in those days.
Did you see the boys throwing stuff at squirrels ever again?
I don't remember that, Kyle. I don't remember that. Ever seeing them do that again. Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Okay, forgot to mention, but try to refrain yourself from answering questions like with a yes or no answer.
All right.
Okay, did your parents pamper you when you were a baby or child?
No, because we had 5, 6 children, so you didn't get pampered at all. I was the oldest, though. So I was kind of the favored son, you know. And I wasn't pampered at all, no.
As your parents had more children, did the amount of attention they gave to you just slowly decline?
No, I wouldn't say that, Kyle. It was pretty evenly divided. I think my dad kind of favored me a little bit, being the older son, you know. And I liked sports and things, and so did he. But I wasn't favored at all. They kind of split up the attention between the kids, all the kids.
Okay, I'm going to get a sip of water.
Yes, I was born in Detroit, Michigan. But I was growing up, I grew up in Ferndale, Michigan. I went through school there, all the way from kindergarten to I finished high school in Ferndale, Michigan.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child? Like, were you a good person?
I wouldn't call myself a good child. I think all of my brothers and sisters and I, we are all well behaved. Back then, I don't know why, but we were, and we didn't get in much trouble at all. But as far as that as being that way as a child, yeah, I think I was well behaved as I grew up. Yeah, I was small. I wasn't very big.
Were your parents very disciplined towards you and your siblings?
No. I don't think I was ever really spanked or whipped or anything like that. The worst thing they would do would be say, hey, you know, don't do that. My grandmother, if she got mad, she had a thimble on her finger, and she would take and thump on top of your head. And you got the message, you know. You were better straighten up.
Did she do that a lot?
No. Well, like I said, we were well-behaved kids, you know, all the time.
Okay. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life when you were growing up.
I don't think I had a real role model as a young boy. I liked sports, and I did like to. I was a caddy at a very young age. I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I liked that, being outside. I think it was healthy for me, but I didn't have any role models.
Okay. When did people start calling you Bob instead of Robert, which is your real name?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. I had a cousin who was named Bob. So they called him Other Bobby, and I was Bobby. And my cousin was Other Bobby. So that was pretty young. We were pretty young, yeah.
Did your parents and family and friends just call you Bob?
My mother called me Bob, and most of my relatives called me Bobby.
Yes. Did anyone just call you Robert?
No.
Okay. What were your parents like?
Yes, my dad was a pharmacist, and he worked steadily all through the Depression, which was very good. And my mother was strictly a homemaker. Quiet. They were very quiet. We never went anywhere. I never ate in a restaurant until I was a teenager, late teenager. We never went to shows or anything like that. I don't know why, but we didn't. My mother's vision was pretty bad, and she never drove a car or anything like that. So my dad drove us all the time, and it's funny. I don't know why, but when he drove a car, he used a lot of profanity. When he'd drive somebody, he'd cut him off. He'd cut loose with some obscenities, you know. And here is a whole four or five of us in the car, kids in the car with him.
Did you have bad vision?
No, my vision was always very good.
Did your father?
My mother was hit by a car when she was young, and something, you know, ahead. Caused her vision to be bad. She never had good vision at all, her whole life.
Was your father's vision good?
Yeah. Yes.
What did your parents do for a job? Good.
My dad was a pharmacist, which was a steady job, a good job in those days. He didn't make a lot of money, but he worked steady. My mother was a homemaker. She never worked.
What's a homemaker?
She took care of the kids, cooked. And
stay-at-home mom?
Yep, stay-at-home wife, mother.
What did people think the 2000s would look like when you were growing up?
Yeah, the 2000s or even 1900s never came up. I don't think we ever thought that much about it. I don't know why, but we didn't. No predictions or anything. So I guess we weren't worried about it. Just day to day we lived, you know.
Okay. What school did you graduate from?
I graduated from Lincoln High School in Ferndale, And I also went to Macomb Community College after, and I got an associate's degree there. Yes.
Was the school you graduated from, like, sanitary, as in, like, clean?
Oh, it was an old school. The classrooms were very, very small. Just 3 rows of desks and a blackboard. And maybe 15, 20 kids in each class. It was built back in the 20s, I'm sure. It was old, very old, yeah. It was okay. We had a swimming pool and a gym there.
Did you take any sports there?
No, I didn't. I didn't take part in any sports in high school. I was a small kid.
What was your favorite class?
Oh, I don't know. I liked machine shop and wood shop and those kind of manual type classes. History, I guess, would be my favorite subject. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Were you drafted into the military or did you enlist, and when was this?
I was about to be drafted. The draft was still going on after Korea, before Vietnam. This was 1957. I was going to be drafted in the Army, and I didn't want to go down in Louisiana or Alabama or somewhere. It was all muddy and rain. And Marine recruiter said, well, if you sign up with us, we'll send you to California. So I enlisted in the Marine Corps. They had a 2-year enlistment, so I went away for 2 years, and I was in California for 2 years.
Mm. Did you spend the 2 years training?
Well, boot camp to start with, or is that recording? Mm-hmm. Boot camp to start with, and then you're always in training in the Marine Corps. You're always in condition, you know. It was good. I liked it, and it was very healthy. I was more or less living outside for 2 years, and I worked on the rifle range there. I was an instructor on the rifle range. Mm.
Did your family want you to enlist into the Army?
I don't think my parents were real thrilled about me enlisting in the Marine Corps. They would have preferred I went in the Army, because the Marine Corps was more dangerous, you know, even back then. But I don't know, I wanted to go to California, and I always liked the Marine Corps, so that's why I joined. But they weren't in favor of it.
Did any of your other relatives go enlist in the military? Or?
No, not right when I went in. One of my friends joined the Marine Corps about 6 months after I was enlisted. And I got an extra week's leave because he went in, and they had a deal like that of if you got somebody to enlist, you got an extra week on your leave. So I had an extra week, and he stayed in. I think he was in for 3 years, Marine Corps.
What do you mean by an extra leave? What's a leave?
Well, when you come home on leave, you're 10 days or 2 weeks leave, and then you have to go back. Well, because he enlisted, and I, under my name, I had an extra week. I had like 3 weeks leave instead of two. Yeah, that was good.
Okay. Was the Soviet Union / Russia a big threat to America when you were growing up?
Yes, Russia was always a threat. We always, they were always our enemy, and publicity and everything was always that Russia and the United States were deadly enemies, yes.
Did your school have to have bomb drills?
No, but I can remember back in the Second World War that we had air raid wardens, and we had bomb drills and instructions and stuff like that. And then later, there was atomic threat, you know, and they told us to get under our desks and all that kind of stuff that really wouldn't have helped. We didn't really know what to do.
When you had the drills, were you scared that, you know, something might actually happen?
No, that wasn't a serious thing that we worried about, no. That was a joke, like, you know, even we knew that. There were no bombers that existed at that time could fly from Russia to Michigan to bomb us, you know. We knew that.
Yeah, because my grandma, as in my mom's mom, said they had to do bomb drills duck and cover.
Yeah.
That was sort of the...
World War II, we had air raid wardens, and they would come around at night and make sure you blocked all your windows, the lights wouldn't shine up, for the Nazi bombers would come and bomb us. That's a joke.
This is the last question, is how did you meet your wife?
Yes, I met my wife, my future wife, a friend of ours and hers. We double dated and went to a movie, and they picked me up, and she was in the car, and we went to a local show in Ferndale, and we hit it off pretty well right away. We liked each other, and that's how I met her the first time.
Did you remember what movie you watched?
Yes. The movie was called Destination Moon. It was a science fiction movie back then.
Was this before the moon landing?
Oh, yeah. This is back in 1957. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was well before any of that stuff.
What did you think when astronauts actually landed on the moon?
It was amazing.
Did you watch it on the television?
Yes, everybody did. Not everybody I knew watched, yeah.
Were a lot of places closed that day?
No, but it was on TV steady all the time, you know, specials about that. That was a big thing.
Did any friends of yours have to miss it?
Oh, I don't know. I think most people were aware of it. You know, that was a big deal. Mm. It was amazing. You know, we couldn't believe it. And then they showed the pictures on television of, Neil Armstrong hopping out of the spacecraft onto the moon? That was amazing. Yes.
Could you hear the astronauts talking?
Yeah.
Did you hear Neil Armstrong's famous quote?
Yeah, yes. Mm. Yes. It was on the television. Yeah, you could hear it. Mm. Yeah.
How long did it take for them to get to the moon and back? Wasn't it like 2 weeks or something?
I haven't got any idea, Kyle. I don't remember how long it was. It was quite a while, though. Yeah, the mission was, you know, it wasn't a 1 or 2 day thing. Mm. But, it was a big deal. Earth to the moon, that was first step, you know.
Was the movie that you said you watched, was it like a comedy? Or?
No, it wasn't a comedy. It was a straight sci-fi movie, but I don't remember whether I suppose they showed somebody landing on the moon, but I don't remember much about the movie. All I remember is the name of it. Mm. And that was our first date, Mom and I.
Well, that is the last question, so thank you for being able to attend this interview.
Well, I'm glad to help you, and I hope I answered all your questions.
You did. Okay. This is the end of the interview.
Okay. Yeah, you got the time there.